With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. K.G.E. Conkle is a sergeant with the Metropolitan Toronto Police Force. He's also considered a Western authority on Chinese organized crime, and that stems from the 5 years he served as a police inspector in Hong Kong, a city he calls larger than life.
It's like Hemingway's Paris. It's like New York. It's a fascinating and wonderful city. It's living on the edge of time. When I policed Hong Kong, I knew I would write about it. I didn't know how, I didn't know when.
Conkle, who likes to be called Chuck, writes about the Hong Kong underworld in his thriller, The Glorious East Wind.
The Glorious East Wind is a story about a young police inspector, and it's about someone who finds his best friend murdered in a police quarter, and himself then suspect in a drug scandal.
And the young inspector finds himself being hunted. Chuck Conkle says the Hong Kong police force totals 33,000 officers.
It's one of the largest police forces in the world. The scope of policing there is just gargantuan standards of policing because they deal with illegal aliens, they deal with a drug problem that is very large, even by our Western standards.
Conkle says that while the Hong Kong police force is very British, the police carry sidearms and have the capability of a small army.
They had 12 Saracen tanks, several helicopters, a marine division, which is the largest police marine unit in the world with about 40 ships.
After 5 years in Hong Kong, Chuck Conkle returned to his native Canada to study for a PhD and to combine his love of writing with a career in law enforcement. K.G.E. Conkle's fast-paced novel, The Glorious East Wind, was published by McGraw-Hill. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. K.G.E. Conkle is not your average cop. A sergeant on the Metropolitan Toronto Police Force, Chuck Conkle also has a master's degree from Michigan State, speaks six languages, and is the author of a thriller set in Hong Kong called The Glorious East Wind. Just out of college, Conkle landed a job in Hong Kong as a police inspector.
Do you know what the Foreign Legion must seem like to some people? I think Hong Kong has that aura. That mysticism, the mystique of the Orient.
After 5 years in Hong Kong, Chuck Conkle returned to his native Canada and police work in Toronto, where he says his superiors support his dual career as a writer.
There's a certain responsibility that comes with that, and that for me means that I will never write about anything that I have done in terms of cases, and I will never talk about any of the guardroom gossip and sort of use that as fodder.
At the same time, Conkle says that as a writer, he doesn't want to make his police characters bigger than life.
I prefer to talk about policemen as individuals and people, and we talk about them in that way. I don't in any way try to whitewash them. And as you can see, if you read The Glorious East Wind, there are some large anti-heroes who are senior police officials.
Now that he has published a novel, is Chuck Conkle a celebrity cop in Toronto?
When I put on my uniform and I walk into my division and I parade my troops, I am Sergeant Conkle of the Metropolitan Toronto Police Force, and that is as far as it goes.
K.G.E. Conkle's thriller of a young police inspector on the run in Hong Kong is The Glorious East Wind, published by McGraw-Hill. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.